We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots, three lines from the top. We had in our Mishnah that there's a state, and the brothers, the older brothers who know how to work and know how to deal, they're not waiting to split the property. It could take a year to split the Yerusha, and they want to start right now doing improvements. So if they just work in it without saying anything, and they use the money from the estate, then it goes L'emtza. Then everyone splits up the profits. But if they speak out, Amru, Ra'u, Mashaniach Abba, look, Afar left us our estate, right? Anu Oisim Va'ichlin, we are working on it ourselves. Hishpichul Atzman, Allah is, they get the Shvach. So Gemara brings down a Maaseh. Rav Safra Shovek Avu Azuzi, Rav Safra left over money in his estate. Shaklinu Avabu Iska. The children, some of the sons, took the money and they invested it. Also, Achi, the other brothers came, Tavu Medina, and said, we want to have the investment. Tavu Kamei Derava, Amalahu, because there, he took money from the Nechasim, and he didn't work, right? He gave it to a syndicator, he did nothing. He didn't do anything. So here, L'chaira, it sounds like it's Vila Emtza, because here, there was no work done, or it wasn't his own money either. We spoke out in the last Gemara, that if you don't do it Machmas Atzma, you don't use your own money, or you don't do your own physical work, then it goes L'emtza. So here it should be L'emtza because it's a case of Iska. Amalu, so he answered, Rav answered, Rav Safra, Gavra Rabahu, Lo Shovik Girsei V'Tarach Lachmine. Rav Safra is a huge Talmud Chacham, doesn't waste a minute, and he would not leave his Gemara to do business for the estate. Only because of himself, he needs Panasa, he does it, and he goes back to learn. So therefore, that he went, if you look at the Rashbam, Lo Yishavik, Ukami Sha'amar Ra'u Mashaniach Lanu Abadami. Since he's a big masman, if he does that, Skilu, he said, look, I want to improve my own estate. V'shamina Mahacha, the Cholhecha, the man, the who, Kamei Rav Safra, so look at the Rashbam, if someone like Rav Safra, Afakav Le Omar La Atmin Oisa, Kamad Amadami, Vashbir Glasbay. If he's a guy who's a Talmud Chacham, learns all day, so if he goes and does his investments, obviously for himself. Then the Mishnah says, so we promise we learned the Mishnah. We'll explain this a few Rishonim. So we'll see. Ha'isha, so it said in the Mishnah that Ha'isha that was Mishpiach the Nechasim, it goes L'emtza. But if she says, look, I'm doing it myself, then it goes for herself. So the Gemara says, Isha of Nechasim Yisayim, my ability, what's the Isha doing with the Nechasim of the Yisayim? She can't work. She's not a Baal Bal. She's not a trustee. It's not hers. It's talking about an Isha who is Yerusha. So Rashbam is the feud of Mishatim, how the Isha land up with Yerusha. One shot is like this, that Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven marries the daughter of Shimon, which means Yaakov's granddaughter. Then Reuven and Shimon died, Yaakov died, and now Yaakov has Yerusha. Who does Yerusha go to? It goes to Reuven and his descendants, and Shimon and his descendants. So Reuven's descendants are his kids. Shimon's descendants is the mother, the wife, is Shimon's descendants, because Reuven married the Bat Shimon. So when Yaakov dies, Yaakov's Yerusha comes down to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's not alive anymore, goes to their children. Who's their children? One child is the wife, we'll call the wife Leah. The wife Leah gets it, because she's a grandchild. She's Leah Bat Shimon, she gets a part of the chelik. And Reuven's kids get some of the chelik. So they're splitting together the chelik. They have one estate. They have to split it still, but they have one estate, one Yerusha. So that's the case of Yerusha. That's one pshat in the Rashbam. Another pshat in the Rashbam is that the Baal said, "Titol ishti ke'echem menabonim." My wife, she can take like one of the children. So here, the law is that if she works on the estate, it goes la'emtza. Very Gemara pshita, obviously. It's pashat halacha. Why should halacha be different? And for the Gemara, ma'ot heme kivin lav darku l'mitrach. Maybe you would say, kivin lav darku l'mitrach. It's not her normal way that she's tereach. Avgav loy parash, be the parash dummy. Maybe she's like a Talmud Chacham. She's a Talmud Chacham. If he goes to work a little bit, he's working for himself, not for someone else. Aisha also, she's really in the house cooking and baking. If she's going doing business, obviously, she's doing it for herself. Kamash v'lo, no, we say it's la'emtza. If she doesn't speak it out, it goes la'emtza. So the thing is, the next part of Mishnah says, if someone says, Ru'u mashaniach li b'ayli, hareini oisav echeles. Frek Taisvis, if the case is that he got a Yerusha from Yaakov, it's not mashaniach li b'ayli. It's not Masha Niyat Le'Bailey. It was the grandfather left the Yerusha, not the husband. If you say Ru Masha Niyat Le'Grandfather, it'd be fine. But it doesn't say that. It's Bailey. Look inside what you're asking. It doesn't say anything about Bunny. I'm not sure what you're saying.
You said that.
What do you mean? What I was
saying? The husband could say, my wife should be here with my children.
That's better.
Right,
so that's better. Oh, No, the kasha is the rest. Bram says the first pshat. He didn't say pshat just for fun of it. He says the pshat l'maisa. Tois has the kasha. Tois says v'ksas kasha lishla the roi mashal yichli b'ayli. You're right. The other pshat in Rashbam is better. As you mean to say 100%. Yes, you're right. But the first pshat in Rashbam doesn't stim. So the Mashal says that according, and it's mavulik down the Rashbam Mishnah, that according to the Rashbam, the second, the last part of the Mishnah is talking about a different case. It's talking about a case where she's getting a ksuba. And she says about the ksuba, look, you didn't get the ksuba yet, but I want to take my right in the ksuba and improve it. There is shpichel atzma, that's what it means. It's a new case. The case of a niyach libayli is talking about a new case, the case of a ksuba. That's what Rashbam learns. This Rashbam here sounds like he says that Huadin that Allah is in that case, but the Mashal says he can say that is Pshat in the Mishnah. So really, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, you have two Pshatim. Either it means the regular case of Yerusha, and immediately Baili maybe like the second Pshat of Rashbam, like you said, or it means that it's going on a new case of a Ksuba. But in any case, if she speaks it out, it's a Shvicha Latzman. Where is this Pshita? It's Pashat. Mao the Tema Kivin the Shvicha Lo Milsa. Maybe the Gemara says that maybe she will work for free, work for the estate. Why? Because it sounds very good that she's helping out the assignment. And therefore, maybe she's moichel. She's moichel for what she says. Even if she says it, that's the chiddush. Even if she says it, maybe she's moichel. No. So it's a shikl, the Gemara is shikl chiddush, what the chiddush is. Chiddush is, even though she's saying clearly that she wants to do it for herself, but maybe since she wants to look good, maybe she's doing it for the assignment. Kamash law, no. So Gemara, brand new Gemara now to land it on. Om Rav Chanina, Amasi Ishul Amnei Gadol. If someone marries off his son, his oldest son, and he clears out the house for the chasana, so there's a din de rabbanon that he is kind of that house. Amasi Ishul Amnei Gadol bebayis konoi. The son gets the house now. That's the halacha. And the Gemara speaks out in Gittin that the father has another house to live in. If this house is living in, obviously not giving it away, but he has another house to live in, and he clears out one of his houses and makes the chasana there, there's an umdano that he's giving it to the oldest son. But there's a bunch of different conditions that he have to be met in order that it goes to the gadol. The dafka gadol, dafka the oldest son, the dafka basula, dafka if he's marrying a basula, the dafka is the rishon, dafka his first wife, but Dafka Shasir Rishon, Dafka if he gets married first, his oldest son. Since there's a lot of excitement for the father, there's a umdana that is giving this house to the son if he meets all these four conditions. That he's the oldest, he's marrying a psula, it's his first wife, and he's getting married first. So now Gemara declares different questions about the house. Pshita the yichaloi ovev bayis va'aliyah, if he cleared out the house, and this house has a aliyah, the halacha is that bayis kon aliyah lo'koy, not kon the aliyah. What about bayis v'achsadra? In order to get into the bayis, you have to go through this covered porch to get into the house. Is that included in the matana or not? Bayis v'achsadra mau. Because what's the shayla? You're walking through that achsadra, so maybe it's bottled to the house or not. And imtim tzeloimar, the achsadra is part of the house. Shnei batim zel pnim mezev. There's two rooms, two houses, one in front of another one. You have to go through and the chasana is in the pnimi, like the Muki Yosef says. And you have to walk through the chitzain. Mahu. Is that bottled to the house? That means aliyah is for sure not bottled because you're not using that at all. You're only having chasana on the first floor. The top floor is not being used at all. But here you're going through that house. So maybe it's bottled to the house or not. Teku. Mara says, Teku. Meisvei, yichile ovev bayis, vikli bayis. If the father was miyachid, a house and the kli bayis kona bayis lo kona. So it means if there's stuff in the house. For some reason, he was saying that if there's a house with the kli bayis, all he gets is the kli bayis, the tables and chairs. So Gemara says, what's pshat? Rabbi Yirmiyah, because the kash l'chayra, we just said that you get the house. Here he says, you only get the kli bayis. What's going on over here? So that's the kash of the meisvei. Or Rabbi Yirmiyah, going shahoya oitzrei shel avav munach sham. If the father leaves his storage there, obviously he's not giving it away to his son to get married, to live in. If he left something there, it's a raya, he's saying, I'm not giving this to my son. And we'll see a bunch of different examples how you can make a moida'ah. He doesn't want to say it, I guess, because maybe it's embarrassing. He wants to just show it. And therefore, one of them is trying to speak out. Like, why don't you just say, I'm not giving it to my son? Why don't you speak it out? Terry says, he doesn't want to do that because it doesn't sound good for the chasana. So that he's speaking out, that I'm not giving my son something. And therefore, he puts a siman. So, lav dafka, Dr. Mugayes, shorach maisa. El loyma should die by samut kaze, v'loyman boyi lemeimar, he go he died to the Pharisees. You don't have to speak it out. You don't have to say that. But if he speaks it out, of course that's the best thing. But here, you don't have to speak it out. So going shahaya oitzah shavu munuch sham, that's enough to show that he's not giving this away. Now doyem afil shvach liyoni, even if there's a coop, a little for yoinim for doves, a dovecot, I think they call it in English. You have a dovecot there, so then a dovecot maybe dovecot there. So then that's enough, right? The article touches like that, dovecot. So there it's enough to show that he's keeping this area. Even he keeps there his herring. So you know, herring needs a long time to get pickled. But here it's with shemen. It takes a while for it to turn into herring. He sits. He leaves it there. That's also enough to show that he's keeping this place. Marzutra married for some. Matali soundly hung up a shoe in the room to show he's not giving it away. Ravashi Antzvei Lebrei Matali Ashisha the Mishcha. He hung up a jug of oil. You see, all these Amoraim who made these chasanas, they didn't want to say it clearly. They just made a simon. So Marzutra, the following three things are a hilchos of loy taima, because even though there's a little bit of an umdana like Taisa speaks out, but it's not mamish klar, and you need the Chazal to teach it to us. One is this halacha. This halacha that we're giving away the house is, if you look at the Rashbam, 5 lines from the bottom, takonas chacham hi lichvoid achason. Shaganai adav alos is ish of a mokim lo deboy. It's a gnai to get married and a place to live. So takonas chacham is lichvoid achason that he gives away. There's a little time to it, but it's hilchos loy taima. Idach, the Amr of Yehuda Mishmu has before in Bar Basra. If you write all the nechasim to your wife, you mean to make her into apachapas and that everyone should respect her, but you're not giving her all the nechasim. The third case is, a third halacha is that if you have three people and you want to give away from one, from Reuven to Levi, as long as they're all three standing here, you could do it without a kinyan. And again, this is also, since this happens very often, so we made a takana that should be done without a kinyan and a meichel, and that's the reasoning for it. But they call hilchos of taima because they're not mamish pi halacha, don't shtim so good. Here we're doing out of kinyan, but if there's mamish lashtom, you bring an edim, you don't need a kinyan. All you need is mamish lashtom. That's enough. It sounds like from Rashbam, from Taisa, you don't even need edim for this. Just have three people standing here. And that's enough to make a takana. The takana is enough to make a kinyan with three people. These are three halachas. One halacha is the halacha of giving your son the house for chasen. Number two is to make a papa chapas. And the third case is the maimish lashtam. So tomorrow on my base, kufam dal on base. We'll see one mishnah to the next mishnah. Zok the mishnah. Achim hashutvim. Shenofol echam mehem l'umnes. We're talking about achim hashutvim means there are brothers that they have an estate. Again, they weren't mechalak the estate yet. They're still shutvim, they still have the estate. And the way it works is that the melech always picks one person from the family to be work for the government. It's a money-making job. You make money from this job, either a tax collector or a shoiter, which is like a police. You get money from this job. So one of the people from the household got this job. The halacha is, he has to split this profits. Nafal la'emtza, because the reason why they're getting this job is machmas the house, machmas the estate. They're getting this job, and therefore it goes la'emsa. I think the Rebbeinu Yoina speaks out. I forgot who I saw one on Shainim. I think the Rebbeinu Yoina, pretty sure. He speaks out. You have to give him his expenses for being a muchas. It costs money. You have to pay him his expenses, but the profits go la'emsa. Another halacha, cholav and esrap and esrap and mishmal atzmai, which we'll see in the Gemara that if when there's an estate and someone gets sick, they can use the doctor bills from the estate. Why? Because like mezainis. Just like everyone keeps mezainis before you split it up, everyone keeps mezainis, they get the doctor bills also. But if he comes sick b'pshia, then he has to pay for his own doctor's expenses. That's what I will explain. Cholav and esrap and esrap l'mishal, that's what it means when he's a pesheya. That is our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Tana, hay umnes l'umnes ha-melech. When we talk about umnes, it says, nafal echem l'umnes, it means umnes ha-melech. It means where the king appoints them to a certain job, and it's a money-making job, there the prophets go l'emsa. Ton Rabbanon, Echad Menachem Shemunu Gabai. One of the brothers were appointed as a gabai. A gabai is a tax collector. Oy, pulmustus. Pulmustus. which is a shaiter, which is like a someone who's in the police or someone who fights Muhammad, a general. So in machmas achim, if it's because of the family, he got the job of achim. In machmas asma, they picked him out because of his strength or his smarts. Then laatzma, he gets it himself. Freit the Gemara, machmas achim laachim pshita, of course. Lo tzricha the charav tvei. He's also smarter than the brothers. So ma'al the tema the churfei garm like mashlo no. They took him because of the family. Usually they take him because you get one per family. He's the smartest punk, so it still goes to the Achim. Masha'inkin, if the only reason they took him in is because he's a star general, then Avada, he goes, La'atzmai. Tana Rabbanim. Echem na'achim, sh'not ha'masayim z'ud l'matari. One of the brothers going to say, you know, I get mezainis, so let me take a whole year's worth of mezainis, and I'm going to go learn Torah in Brisk. Echem na'achim, sh'not ha'masayim z'ud l'matari. Or Luman Umnus, he wants to go learn a trade. He's going to Harvard. He's taking his 200 zuz and going to learn a trade. Yecholin ha'achim loyim aloyim ata etzleinu. If you stay with us, yesh lechom mezainus. If you're not with us, ain't lechom mezainus, you can't take mezainus. Why not? V'lei svulei kol heichad yisa. What do you mean, why shouldn't he get mezainus anywhere he is? Mesiyele l'Rav Huna. Tam Rav Huna, birchas ha'bayis beruba. The house income improves when there's an oilam here. It's the mazel, or it's a misparach because you. So we want you to be here. The only way we make money is when you be here. So Frank the Gemara, okay, so figure out how much you lost because he wasn't here, like how much the birchas abayis was less, and take it off and deduct it. Gemara the laser lay the fee birchas abayis. Gemara says, Hachanami, you're right. You give him a certain amount of mezainis, but you do deduct how much we are going to lose from not having you here to give us bracha. I don't know how you figure that out exactly, but I guess, you know, you have to figure it out somehow or another. One of the ways you figure it out is that the Hatayim speaks out. It's like, ner lecha, ner lemeya. For example, now you need two candles to two people. But one, the same thing was like, let's say you hire a cook. And you have two cooks. So there's a way to figure it out. It's more than just mazel. There's balabatasha and practical expenses also. It's more expensive. The guy's on his own. And you have to take that into the account. You have to figure it out. You're a very good actuary to figure out how much money it's worth less. It's in the Mishnah Cholov and Nesrapa. Nesrapa Mishalatzman. Nesrapa Mishalatzman. So he says that the Taisus will talk about the Mazel. I and Taisus want to see about the Mazel and different things about this Brichas Abayis. I and Tav Taisus. Cholov and Nesrapa Mishalatzman. To get sick, then you have to pay your own money. Dr. Gemara Shalach Rav Mishmeh Rav Loi. Loi Shalach Cholov Bipshia. Only if he becomes sick Bipshia. Ava Ba'oinis. If he becomes sick Ba'oinis. Nesrapim Namsa. You get your ripui from the Nechasim alone. Which, huh? No, it doesn't. I spoke it out. Mr. says, Cholov and Nesrapim, Nesrapim shall ask me. So I spoke out. Nah. So here we're saying, this thing is only Bepshia. Aber Ba'ines, Nesrapim Mina Emsa. Now what's the Pshat? So we spoke out when we spoke out the Mishnah. It's because like Mezainis. It's like Mezainis. Frank Tois is a cash like this. Tois said, we had a Mishnah before, in the Kuvalam test, that Ketanim eat more than Gedolim. So it says, the Ketanim can't take mezainis from the estate on the expense of the Gedolim. And here it says, that because he's sick, he can take more. It's nice being sick, it's taking more. Hey, let's do that. Tois says, it's kasha. Tois answers, no, there it's worse, because there it's a constant thing they're taking. Here's a one-time thing. Therefore, if you become sick, ba'inis, you take from the Nechasim. Talking about Hechidah and Pshia, what's an example of someone getting sick with Pshia? Very important Gemara. All sicknesses, chas v'shalom, someone has kidney failure or this, that's all from a shemayim. Chutz v'tzidim pachim, a cold, bronchitis, pneumonia, that comes from yourself, going outside in the cold. Shenema, that's what it says. Tzidim pachim b'derech, ikesh, shemir nafshi yirchimahem. The tzidim pachim, which is what the word pachim means, either means it's like a trap, or pachim means heat. But it's all in the street, and there, you have to watch yourself from a tzina. So the Rashbam speaks out to watch from the cold. So if a guy is a big chacham, it's 30 degrees outside, he's still not wearing a coat because officially it's not the winter. So it's very, very macho, it's very geschmack, it makes a lot of sense, but it's not like this Gemara. This Gemara says, chutz b'tzinim pachem, that you got to take care of the cold. Don't be embarrassed to wear a coat. It's a shkeferlik, it's a Gemara. Say I'm doing the Gemara. Like upon him, that's cool. Like kovei shemayim, chutz b'tzinim pachem, when someone's cold, he should make sure to show him enough, show yirchak man, he should make sure to keep himself warm.